SBS Filipino.
At syempre, gaya ng ibang araw, sa buong linggo, tayo po ay live sa ating SBS Filipino, sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. At kasama natin ang napakagandang si Hannah Perez. Good morning sa'yo, Hannah.
Hello po. Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
It's your first time dito, no?
Yes, it's my first time, but I'm very excited because SBS is probably one of the largest radio companies here in Australia.
Yay! Thank you for coming. Kasama yes. si Mommy.
Yes.
Nasa on the side, tahimik lang daw siya. Maya-maya magla-live tayo sa ating Facebook page. Abangan po ninyo SBS Filipino at syempre live tayo sa ating podcast sa ating website na www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ayan po ang ating naging tampok na ulat kung saan binibigyang payo tayo na magtanong sa ating pharmaceutico o pharmacist kung tama ba ang ating gamot na iniinom at syempre kung ano ang mga magiging side effects nito sa atin. Hannah, have you tried asking pharmacist? Syempre, we get sick sometimes. Ikaw ba? Do you usually ask questions pag niresetahan ka ng gamot and when you buy medicine from the pharmacist?
Opo naman, but to be honest, I don't really go to the pharmacist because I live in a very Filipino way.
Okay.
Sometimes yung gamot ko is just like calamansi or honey and lemon. So
natural.
Yeah, just natural.
So you don't get sick all the time, most of the time?
Well, no, not really.
That's good then?
Yeah.
Bawas sa gastos ni Mami?
Opo.
At syempre kayo patuloy nakikinig sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. At kasama pa rin natin sa ating studio si Hannah Perez, ang mutya ng Sydney na lalaban sa mutya ng Australia. At sana pag nanalo ay magtutungo sa Pilipinas para sa mutya ng Pilipinas. Pero bago natin siya higit na kilalanin, na ito muna at hahandugan niya tayo ng awitin mula sa Smoky Mountain, ang awiting Kailan. Narito si Hannah Perez.
Pinapansin
dito ngayon sa puso ko. Dito ngayon sa puso ko, munting buwan na sa'yo. Maari na bang magpakilala? Bawat araw sinusundan, di ka naman tumitingin. Anong aking dapat gawin? Kailan mo ba mapapansin ang aking lihim? Kahit anong gawin, di mo pinapansin. Kahit anong gawin mo, di mo pinapansin.
Yay! Yan si Hanna Perez sa awiting Kailan ng Smoky Mountains. Yan po ay live. So medyo may mga anong words ano. Pero ang importante doon, maganda yung boses ni Hanna.
Opo, actually, I don't really know this song. It was such a last minute song choice because I wanted to learn a new song. Pero it's okay.
Practice makes it perfect, sabi nga, di ba?
Opo.
Oo. Hanna, simulan natin sa singing muna. Kailan nagsimula ang pagkanta mo? When did you start singing?
I started performing in the Filipino community when I was like around 14 years old. Some mga small events like Babiko and The Basement. It's gone now.
But yes.
Yeah, I started performing at the age of 14.
Mm. Where did you get your voice from? Is it from your mom?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe both sides. Both of my parents love singing in the karaoke. But I guess I got it from my dad's side.
Mm, did you do any singing lessons or music lessons?
No. But when I really need to do voice lessons, for example, if I have like an upcoming gig, I really do take voice lessons when I need to.
And lagi ka kumakanta when there is a talent portion pag sa mga beauty pageants, tama ba?
Opo. Pero actually, this is my first talent portion in the Mutianang Sydney. When I was 15 years old, my first pageant, there was no talent portion. So, the Mutianang Sydney had a talent portion. So, that was my first time.
And it is the first Mutianang Sydney.
Opo.
And yay, you won!
Well, not really won, but I won one of the major titles, which is Charity Queen po.
And you are competing for the Mutianang Australia?
Opo, me and Elise, which Elise is the real winner of Mutianang Sydney.
Mm-mm.
And both of us will be representing Sydney. So the Charity Queen and the winner of Mutianang Sydney.
Mm. So you won the Charity Queen, a portion of Mutianang Sydney?
Opo.
Mm-mm. And sa Mutianang Australia, bago natin puntahan yon, how did you start with beauty pageants? Pinilit ka ba? Someone pushed you to join? Or
to join Mutianang Sydney or like just
like
any pageant?
Any pageant.
Well, I think I was really young. I was like 14, 15. Someone asked me to join Miss Australasia, but I wasn't sure because I was like, yeah, I like modeling, but I was like, I don't know, is it really for me? So I gave it a try, so why not? And then once I competed in that pageant, I got the title of Miss Australasia Charity Queen Ambassador for Breast Cancer.
And when was that?
2015. And after that, I gained so much interest in pageantry.
Mm. And did you also join the Miss Philippines Australia?
No.
Why?
I wasn't ready yet. I still had school, mm-mm. and I wanted to finish year 12 muna.
Mm-mm. And you're now studying?
In Macquarie University now.
Taking up
communications.
Wow, maybe in the future, makasama ka sa SBS.
Yes, that's why I was really happy to be here because this is actually maybe my future job that I want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And then you can look back, I've been here before.
Yes.
Pag-usapan natin, mutya ng Australia, pag if you're lucky enough to win it, you'll be going to the Philippines.
Opa.
Tama. And competing for the Mutya ng Pilipinas.
Opo.
How excited are you?
I'm actually pretty excited because this is a great platform for me and great experience for me because this is a national pageant. So it's really a huge pageant for me.
Mm. Yeah. At yung mga nananalo sa Mutya ng Pilipinas, they go for international pageants, tama?
Yes. But I'm not really sure what it's called because it's such a long Tagalog name.
Yes.
So I don't know. Yeah.
But syempre, sabi mo nga, this is gonna be your first talent portion. Are you gonna be singing for Mutya ng Australia?
Wala pong talent portion. There was only a talent portion for Mutya ng
Sydney.
So, in Mutya ng Australia, there's only introduction and there's a Q&A. That's all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Siyempre, mamaya pag-uusapan natin ang malaking event na gagawin mo dito sa Sydney.
Opo.
Bago ang iyong Mutya ng Australia.
Opo.
Competition. Henok, beauty pageants have changed over the years, ano? Dati parang more on beauty and pagrampa sa platform. But now, as your title, you've won the Charity Queen. A portion of Miss or Mutya ng Sydney. Gaano ka importante ito for competitions to have this side of the pageant, like the charities?
Because it's actually important because I think one thing that everyone keeps forgetting about beauty pageants is that you're not only there to catwalk or you're not there to show your beauty. You actually have a purpose why you're there, and you have an advocacy, so your main goal. That's why in 2015, when I got the Charity Queen, I raised a charity concert for Jewel Crown, who was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm.
And that was one of my advocacies back then.
And you continue to do that?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. So it's been a long journey for you and helping this charity as well.
Yes.
Mm-mm. And speaking of charity, is the upcoming concert a charity one too?
Yes. All the money that we raise in this concert goes towards the House of Refuge in Quezon City in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
So Mutya ng Sydney supports the House of Refuge, and that's one of our advocacies for the unprivileged children.
So ito yung mga bata na walang pamilya or
yes.
nakakalat-kalat lang yes. sa mga streets.
Yes, physically and emotionally abused. So
mm-hmm.
that's where they stay. It was a really touching experience for me when I went there.
Oh, tell us your experience. So pumunta ka na doon.
Yeah, so I went there January, this is just this year. I went with the Fagatis family and Tita Percy Santos. It was really a great experience for me. One touching moment was when they performed this song for me and I just cried.
Yeah,
I didn't know, like I just started crying because I felt them. I feel their pain, and it was really a beautiful experience for me.
And it's an eye-opener for you.
Yes.
Mm. And now you're doing the concert 7th of April?
Yes.
Tell
7th
us about
of April.
It.
So 7th of April at Maryland's RSL. It will be absolutely fun because I'll be singing with a band. It's not a backing track, and there'll also be a disco medley for everyone to dance
for dancing.
Yeah, so they won't get bored. So of course they will enjoy the concert.
Mm. And it's gonna be happening at.
It'll be happening at Maryland's RSL, April 7. Doors open at 6:30, and show starts at 7:30.
Before we talk about what's for you in the future. Narito muna at aawitin mo ang bukas na lang kita mamahalin. Tama?
Apo. Let's go.
Bukas na lang kita mamahalin sa tinig ni Hena Perez, nakakakilabot ng balahibo.
Thank you.
Goosebumps.
Oh, thank you.
Mataas yung boses mo kahit nakaupo ka.
Well, I don't know for some people, but I actually prefer sitting down.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel more comfortable.
Oh, kasi yeah. Yung iba, when they sing, they usually want
to stand up.
Maybe to get more air from their diaphragm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for you, bukas, ano ang bukas para sa'yo? What's ahead for you? Do you want to continue on singing and doing pageants?
Yes.
Both yes.
Yes, both yes. And even though I want to do the things that I love in the showbiz, I also want to have school by my side because I still think that school is really my future, and it will be really good for me to have
a stable career.
Mm-mm.
If you win Mutiana Australia, it means you go to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
How about school then?
School.
It will be on hold,
and if I'm able to do school online or learn online, I think I'll be alright.
Mm.
Yes.
And if not, syempre magpapatuloy ka to do studies here and maybe more competitions, beauty competitions.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what God has planned for me, but I'm very excited. So I'll still continue on school.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hena, there are lots of Filipino-Australians. They make sort of names here in Australia, but they go back to the Philippines. Are you seeing yourself doing that? Go back to the Philippines and make a name there? Like, do show business or music?
Yes, I really want to go to the Philippines and maybe start showbiz there. I really think that I don't want to waste this potential that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I really don't like about myself is that I'm so lazy. And now, right now, I want to be motivated this year. So I don't want to waste this opportunity given to me.
And you'll be able to meet a lot of people there?
Yes.
And dito man or sa Maynila, Australia or Philippines,
Opo.
You'll be able to meet lots of people and you'll be able to help others too.
Yes, yes.
Mm-mm. Looking 5 to 10 years, where is Hena?
Where am I in 5 to 10 years? I don't know. Hopefully in the show business in the Philippines and or studying. Or
maybe finish your studying already.
Yeah. Maybe graduated or I don't know. Yeah.
What do usually your mom says about you? Ano yung best advice niya? For you in doing your competitions and showing your talents and syempre in doing your school?
That's hard because my mom tells me a lot, but one of the things that really stand out to me is don't forget the people like who really helped you from the start.
Mm.
Because I should be grateful for where I am right now. And yeah, another, as I said again, she said, don't waste the opportunity given to you. Yeah.
She's also your manager. Is it hard?
No, I actually, actually, maybe at times, but I think it's better because mom knows best.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
And you don't have to call anyone. You just have
yes.
to knock on her door.
I just need to ask her.
Yeah.
Like, she's just right there. She has everything. She's my PA and everything. My assistant and everything.
At walang reklamo?
Oh.
Parang hindi. Sometimes may reklamo si mami.
I don't know.
Are you a good listener to your mom?
I'm the bunso, so I'm tigas ng ulo. But I try. I really try. I really do try. Mm. But, yeah.
Bago tayo magtapos, Hena, for those young ladies na kagaya mo and they're looking at yourselves in the mirror, maganda ako, I want to join beauty pageants, I have my talents, I want to showcase it, what's your advice to them? Anong payo mo sa kanila?
To be honest, there's really nothing wrong joining pageants, but they always have to remember that when you join a pageant, you also have a job to do. Like, you also have to have an advocacy or like a goal that you want to achieve when you do beauty pageants, because there's always a purpose. And yeah, just follow your dreams on what you want to do in the future. But so there's really nothing wrong.
So you advise them to go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Hena, last na lang ito. Para dun sa mga sinasabi nga na meron kasi minsan, 'di ba? Lalo ngayon, there's a lot of going on sa social media. Hindi natin maiiwasan na may mga bata or there are youth na nabubuli.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Bilang ikaw, you advocate for the young people.
Yes.
Anong masasabi mo sa kanila?
For the young people. As an ate. You know, actually, one of my advocacy now is mental illness. And that has connection to social media. Mm-mm. Because mental illness really connects to everything. Like, if you get cyberbullied, because it will affect you mentally, of course. And what I can say for the young people is that, like, hey, I've experienced it too, and till now I still do.
Mm.
And I must admit that right now I'm still
overcoming it.
Yeah. I'm still trying to become stronger, and it's really hard because, you know, sometimes you can get criticized. But what I can say to the young people is that, you know, we all have to learn how to be strong. And number one is to stay positive, because that's what really makes a healthy mind.
Mm.
And that's all I can say.
And it helps.
And
it helps to ask for
help. Ask for help. That's one thing I wanted to say. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because you can't just be locked in one room, you know?
Mm.
Because so many negative stuff will happen around you, and you don't want that. You want to get out of the darkness. You need to seek for help, because there's always light in the end, you know.
Tama ka dyan. And very well said, Hena. At syempre, ang iyong concert, April 7?
Yes, April 7. Mga kapabayan. I don't know how to say that. I'm very bulol, as you can tell when I sang the first song. I'm so sorry for those listening right now. But yes, live in concert with Hena Perez, April 7. Again, Maryland's RSL. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. And I hope to see you guys there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Magbabalik tayo bukas.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.